This week's parasha is parasha's Vayira, and as we all know, it's been a bit of a challenging week for us as a shir, as a yeshiva, as a community. I'm not only talking about the past couple of days, which have been very challenging for many of us. I'm also talking about the beginning of the week. I mentioned, I think, this past Sunday, I spent most of my night watching a levaya of a very chashuv rav from West Hempstead, Rabbi Kellermer Zatzal. Beautiful, tremendous Talmud Chacham. And then, still fresh in my mind, right after that, unfortunately, came the news early Tuesday morning of the patira of Mrs. Rolnick, Allah Hashem, Aviva Rolnick. And, you know, a lot of thoughts are going through all of our minds, I'm sure. Mine as well. Last night I was in yeshiva for a little bit, came in for a little time, and I decided I wasn't up to driving. So I took a cab to yeshiva and a cab back. And on the way into yeshiva, I had a chumash with me. I opened up just the opening pasuk of the parasha, and I saw something which really was a tremendous eye-opener to me. And I think hopefully it will help us get some kind of perspective and some food for thought to hopefully channel our thoughts and our emotions at this time. The first pasuk of the parasha is very, very famous and challenging. Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe vayomer elav ani Hashem. That's the first pasuk. Vayira el Avraham el Yitzchak vel Yaakov bekel Shakai. Shem says, I appear to the Avos, to Avraham, to Yaakov, with the name Kel Shakai, the name Aleph Lamed Shakai. And the Mefarshim all start trying to figure out what exactly Hashem is telling Moshe. First, Vayidaber, harsh, Vayomer, which is not such a harsh language. And then he says, Ani Hashem. And then Kel Shakai, all these names are going around. What exactly is going on in this parsha? Rashi gets involved. There's an unbelievable Ramban that I don't remember noticing before ever, that really just hit me like a heavy hit me. I'll begin the Ramban with the following introduction. Many of us wonder in life the following question. I'm sure we've wondered about it. If Olam Haba is true, if there is such a thing called the next world, so how come there's no discussion about it in the Torah? Famous question. We learn Sasa Sharam this year, the first parak. The first parak, the opening words are, this world is not the main event. The main event is the world to come. This world we know is a waiting room, is an antechamber. The world to come is the main thing. So talk about it, reference it, discuss it. Where are you? That's the main event. How can the main event be missing? It's like you walk into a restaurant that sells meat dishes, and all of a sudden you're like, and then they give you a menu, and there's nothing meat on the menu. You're calling, where? What's going on? This question is a very good question, and there are many good answers to this question. I'm sure that's not the first time you thought about this question, and I'm sure it won't be the last time in your life you've discussed this question. But the Ramban really addresses this question at the beginning of the parasha. And he points out the following very, very powerful, beautiful idea. Says the Ramban like this. Listen carefully, my friends. Please listen carefully. Says the Ramban, this name of Kel Shakai represents the fact that Hashem is the God who acts miraculously with his people, with us, and gives us, please listen carefully, the idea of Schar V'Onesh. And the Ramban is very clear. He's talking about in this world. That means Hashem says, you know what? When you do good, you'll be rewarded for it. When you do bad, you're punished for it. Not forget about the world to come. Of course, in the world to come. Of course. But in this world, Rabbi Osai, in this world, there's something called Schar V'Onesh, reward and punishment. And Hashem says like this. Here's the game plan. You do what you're supposed to do, you'll be rewarded for it. You don't do what you're supposed to do, you do, unfortunately, off, you'll be punished for it. Says Ramban, that hanhaga, that way that God interacts with us in the world, is miraculous. It's a miracle. It doesn't make any sense. It looks, my friends, like it's teva. It looks like it's natural. It looks like, yeah, I do X and I get Y. That's how it looks like. But there's nothing natural about it. It's totally miraculous. You know why it's miraculous, says Rabban? Because schar, reward and punishment, is something which is not a physical thing. It's a spiritual nature. God decides, I'm going to reward, I'm going to punish. It's a spiritual idea. So in this world, when we're physical beings in this world, to have that spiritual intervention from Hashem, for God to intervene in this world, when this world is a physical world, is miraculous. This is Ramban, an incredible thing. Listen to this, my friends. The reason the Torah doesn't talk about the reward in Olam Haba, you know why? Because it's natural there. The world to come is the world of soul. It's natural for the soul to be rewarded in the world to come if the world of to come is a world of soul. We don't talk about things that are obvious. The Chiddush, my friends, the Chiddush, what's unusual is, says the Ramban, is this world. In the physical world, there's Shechar V'Onesh. In the physical world, there is reward and punishment for what we do. That breaks the laws of nature. That's not natural. Why should Hashem, who's all spiritual, who's nothing physical about him, interact and say, okay, you do this right, you'll be rewarded this way. You do this wrong, you're punished this way. Rabosai, let me bring this home a little more to us in our lives. This world that we live in, my friends, is real. It's real. This world that we live in, friends, it matters. What we do here in this world makes a difference tremendously. Not only for the world to come, of course, for the world to come, but for this world. Hashem gives us one shot in this world. Some people are granted a very, very long time to live out their years in this world. Some people are zochet to what we know, what we call arichas yamim, arichas shanim. Others are not necessarily privileged to have long lives. If we look at how they live a long life. Everybody has a job to do. Some people need a very, very long time in this world to finish their job, to complete their mission. And others take care of their mission in this world in less time. But everything that we do, my friends, in this world, every single thing that we do makes a difference and matters. And it's miraculous. It's miraculous. Hashem interacts with us in this world in miraculous ways. Where's the miracle? I don't see a miracle. Yeah. We look at it as though, yeah, we go to a doctor. A doctor says, take this medicine. We take that medicine and we're fine. It's miraculous. There's a shot that Baruch Hashem is now being administered very, very quickly in this country for Corona. I want to remind you guys that Rav Shechter Shlita took a shot a few weeks ago, probably almost up to the second shot already. And there was a video that went very, very viral. And in the video, he was in tears. What was he saying? You should all be thankful to the Ribono Shel Olam for giving the wisdom to those individuals that are involved in researching this shot to allow us to have the shot. Because, yeah, it's miraculous. What do you mean it's miraculous? These guys are smart. They went to school. They're researchers. They're probably from Columbia and Penn and all these brilliant places and maybe even, I don't know, fancy schools. Where's the miracle, Rabbi? It's not miraculous. They're smart. They used science. Yeah, Rabbi said, very good. Who created science? Who created nature? Who gave them the brain power to be able to develop this vaccine? The answer is it's miraculous. We live in a world, yeah, it's natural. I go to school, I get a job, make a lot of money, and it's natural, it's normal. It's not normal, Avosai. Just shift gears. It's schar v'onesh. Just shift gears. It's miraculous. The Ramban says something incredible. The Ramban says, if you believe in this message, then you have a chelik in the Torah. There's the Ramban bars his bow. The end of bars his bow. If you believe in this, then you're part of the crew. If you don't believe it's miraculous, you got to work on it. It's miraculous. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Hashem. My friends, I want to just close because the time is late. Sometimes Hashem works in ways that we think we understand. Sometimes we see great things happen in front of our eyes. We're like, wow, that's amazing, Hashem. And sometimes when challenging things happen, we turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, where are you? Hashem, how could you? Sometimes we don't even recognize Hashem's hand in both. Especially when we do well. Ah, yeah, we did well. But when we don't do so well, when something goes wrong, God, where are you? When things are going well for all that time for you, the Baruch Shalom waves a flag, it was Him. And you're right, sometimes we get a patch. Sometimes it's very, very hard for us. Sometimes we're dealt things in life that are very, very difficult. We don't understand where they come from. We don't understand. We understand one thing. Please listen carefully, friends. There's nothing random that happens in this world. There's nothing by chance. Ah, it happened to be bad luck. It's not bad luck. It's not, raw deal. Yeah. Hashem is in charge. We have a mission in this world, each one of us, to do our best. We have a mission in this world to take the deck, the hand in the deck that we were given, and do the best that we can with that deck. How are we doing? We hope we're doing okay. After 120 years, Mirchim, we'll know how we did. But our job is to understand that it's all from Hashem, it's all divine. Our job is to understand that we have an opportunity of a lifetime, literally. The opportunity called life of a lifetime. To live our lives the way they're supposed to be lived. To live our lives with a cheshbon. To live our lives, yeah, I have to do what's right because it's right. I have to be careful to stay away from things that are not right because that's not where I belong. That's not what I should be doing. If we live life like that, so then we'll be living life that we're supposed to be living. Then after our time is up, Emir Tashem, after a long lives, I'll just close with this beautiful thought. I think, I forget which great tzaddik said it. Sometimes we daven for arichas yamim and arichas shanim. There's someone that passed away very young, and one of the great rabbis said about that person, this person was zocher to arichas yamim. So someone called the rabbi out and said, Rabbi, how can you say that? Arichas yamim. They passed away at a young age. How can you say arichas yamim? And the rabbi said carefully, listen carefully. I didn't say arichas shanim. I didn't say that they had a lot of years. I said they had long days. Arichas yamim. Because if a person packs their days improperly, a person lives their days the way they're supposed to, a person lives their life day in, day out, capitalizing as much as they can. I'll just say one last thing. Aviva's name is on the board. Mrs. Olick's name is on the board. Just one simple anecdote about her. Not simple at all. She knew that, we mentioned, she knew that she was sick for quite some time. I don't think there was a certain... She loved to listen to shiurim. She had every excuse not to listen to shiurim. I don't think she missed one of Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg shlita shiurim. Back, it used to be Rav Moshe Weinberger shlita. Rebbe from Goldberg. To maximize your time. Arichas yamin. Always an AirPod in the ear, always listening to a shiur and questioning and understanding. Because every day is another opportunity to live out that day properly. This is a legacy which she left for her family, she left for all of us, and it's a charge for each and every one of us to try our best to live lives to maximize our days, to maximize our time, and to really hopefully do the best that we can to live life the way it's supposed to be lived. We should be zocher Hashem to do many things in her memory, and to Ritz Hashem, be zocher to live out our days and our lives the best way possible. Have a wonderful Shabbos.